Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. John and Trumbull.
John and Trumbull, that's me.
Hello.
Long time listener. How you guys doing?
Good, and thank you.
Funny story, talking about lighting yourself on fire. My buddy called me in this morning and said, you got to call Chaz and AJ right now. This is your chance.
This is your chance.
Chance for what?
I'm a frequent flyer in the burn unit, unfortunately.
Oh.
And this one time I was probably about 15, 16 years old. I was messing around in the woods near my house with a buddy of mine. And I spilled a little gasoline on my jacket, and I didn't really know about it. And we lit a fire in the woods. Yeah, whatever. I got too close to the fire. I lit myself on fire.
Do you
hear
yourself?
Pretty dang good.
You had What's gas. That? You lit a woods in the fire in the woods. Yeah, whatever.
Whatever.
It's like just another day.
I can totally normal, you know, regular activities. Fully engulfed myself in flames. Could not take my jacket off. The zipper melted.
Oh, no.
I was fighting to get my jacket off. The fire's coming up over my face and everything. As I go to pull the jacket off, the only thing I could do was, like, take it from the bottom up as it was burning my chest and stomach.
Oh, my God. Stop it.
I'm dead serious. This is a true story. My buddies are listening right now. So, and I got it off. My buddy, who was a firefighter, eventually pushed me down to the ground, pushed a bunch of snow and shit on top.
Hold on. Your buddy was a firefighter at the time?
Probationary.
He was just becoming a firefighter, and you're out in the woods with him lighting the woods on fire.
We weren't lighting the woods on fire. We were having just a regular old campfire, just hanging out.
Got it.
And,
all right.
He eventually put me out. We thought everything was fine. And a little while later, my chest and belly started to hurt. I thought nothing of it. So we got in the car. We got out of there, bring me home. And we stopped at my buddy's work. And I'm like, holy shit. Holy stuff.
Yeah, look, say holy cow.
Holy cow, look at my stomach. It's covered in blisters and stuff.
Oh, yeah, no. From the fire.
John.
He goes, why don't you go home and take a cold shower and put some cocoa butter on it?
No.
No, go to the hospital.
Cocoa butter.
Then I get home, I take a cold shower. It was even worse. I laid down on a cold towel. I just continued to get worse.
Not a towel, man.
And eventually, I sucked up the guts to talk to my neighbor, who is a firefighter, and he goes, you got to get that checked out. And I talked to his mother, who is a nurse. She's like, you got to go tell your father right now you need to go to the hospital.
So no, I'm good. I got cocoa butter on it. I'm fine.
Yeah. So I had to go to St. Vincent's, where they didn't know what to do with me since they're not a burn trauma unit, which is okay. They're still a great hospital. So I got a free ambulance ride with lights and sirens over to the burn unit, and they did a tremendous job. So shout out to Bridgeport Hospital.
They're one of the best in the country.
Yeah, they're definitely one of the best.
What happened?
They peeled the skin off my stomach up to my chest, my nipples, and down to below my belly button.
Were you awake?
And, like, all... What's that?
Were you awake?
Yeah, it's like getting waxed. They just grabbed the skin and
pulled it. Oh, I watched it all. They had me really drugged up.
Jesus. Are you able to grow hair there now?
It actually just started coming back. Luckily, my nipple grew back. I burnt, like, a big chunk of my nipple off.
It grew back.
Yeah, but now it's on his neck. Right.
Yeah. Better than his belly button.
But it grew back. Very sensitive now.
Oh,
holy
my God.
Crap. Wow.
So, shout out to Bridgeport Hospital. They did a great job.
Yeah.
I've been fully recovered. I don't want to talk about the other two experiences. They're not as good as that one.
That's awesome.
The other
two. I'm glad you're okay.
All right. What have we learned here, John?
Don't play with fire.
Right.
That's a good one.
If you burn yourself, go right to the hospital.
Yeah. That too.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Take care of it right away. On top of that, I got to say, Sally's Pizza and two parties.
Yeah. We're very lucky. I mean, there's Pizza's great, and the phones are going nuts now with slogans for that.
Yes, so many slogans.
But it's weird because your stomach, your chest looked like a pizza.
When the cheese slides,
you want pizza in it, not on it.
All right, thank you, John. Appreciate it. Glad you're okay, Ashley.
Yes, sir.
Name some place a man goes where he wouldn't want his wife to go.
The bar.
What is
wrong with you? Yes!
Is that how you order in a restaurant? What would you like to drink? Beer!
Where would you like to go tonight?
The bar! The Yankees win!
How would you like that cooked? Medium!
All right, name some place a man goes where he wouldn't want his wife to go.
Strip club.
This is an area she has a lot of expertise, I believe.
Or opinion, anyway.
Name some place a man goes where he wouldn't want his wife to go.
The man cave. Give it to me.
That's a sound bite.
I meant the points, Phil. The points.
Be clearer.
Sync that up to Rick James.
Give it to me, baby.
Give it to me.
The points, I meant. The points.
Name a place a man goes where he wouldn't want his wife to go.
To his friend's house.
Wait, did you just answer as a train? Choo-choo.
Choo-choo.
All right, the last three. So you got strip joint, you got bar, and then gambling, poker night.
That's what I meant. To his friend's house when they play cards.
To the bathroom. And fishing, hunting.
Okay. I wouldn't want to be there anyway.
So. Right.
Yeah.
That's why she didn't consider it.
Right.
It's not an argument in her mind, so.
All right. Quick one.
Okay.
Tell me something you're sure a robot can do better than your spouse can.
Math. 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 Stop it.
Please, we have to get her on this game show.
Math, 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 math.
No, but first it was bloop. Like, I thought someone's like, I thought she fell in the water. Bloop. Bloop.
I didn't.
It's baseball season. And Joe Myers is on to talk about the top five baseball movies. We'll have you call in what you think is on his list, and then we'll see if it is. Dave and Shelton.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Good morning.
Field of Dreams. How about that one?
That was one of my runners-up. It's a good movie, but it wasn't in my five.
Wow. Oh, man, your list blows, man. That's a great movie, man.
It is a really good movie, but it's just under the top five for me.
Wow. All right, have a good day, guys.
Wow. You too, Dave.
I'm surprised at that one. I'm surprised that one's not on there. Field of Dreams.
Well, you know, I had several good runners up after my top five.
Right. That's just bring us through that movie, Field of Dreams.
It's a wonderful picture. I mean, Kevin Costner, you know, and he builds the baseball field.
Right.
Very tear-jerky at the end when he finally gets to play ball with his ghost of his father.
Yeah.
And I think it was the last picture Burt Lancaster did before he died. So it has a lot of sentimental values.
I thought it would be the dumbest movie ever. I'm like, I don't want to watch this. I didn't watch it when it was new or old. So I watch it when it's really old. And I think this is going to be stupid. I start watching it. A little bit long in the front part, setting it up and getting there.
Yes.
But man, that was something else.
The last 10 minutes
movie.
Are great. You know, and I do have a Costner baseball movie on my top five.
Right. He's in, you know, multiple great...
Costner just did baseball movies?
No.
He liked baseball movies. He did three major baseball films.
Brian and Woodbury.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
I don't know how you feel about the comedies, but Major League's top on my list.
Major League.
Good movie. That's also a runner-up. I'm sorry, Brian.
Didn't make it, huh?
That's a funny movie. Berenger and Sheen make a great team in that movie.
Absolutely.
Wow. And I
like the woman who plays the owner of the team. She's very funny.
Well, did you like her in the role, or did you like her as the cutout?
I liked her in the role. I've seen her. I've seen her in other things.
All right. Thank you, Brian. All right. Ashley, describe what you think Major League would be about.
Major League. Well, there's, I think
okay,
it's about.
Thank you. Nate in Litchfield.
Good morning. How are we?
Good.
Good morning.
Good. So I have a really underrated movie that's one of my favorites, Little Big League.
Oh, you know, I saw that and I forgot about it, but you're right. That was a cute movie. In fact, I remember I did a press conference for that film back when it came out, I guess in the 90s. But yeah, I forgot that one.
Great movie.
Holy crap.
Chaz, I got a pizza slogan too, if you're interested.
Yes, please.
CT Pizza, tastes better than Skinny Feels.
Skinny Feels.
Am I missing something?
What am I missing?
Nothing. It's just a slogan. I'm sorry it doesn't rhyme. I'm not cool like all you guys.
All right. Okay. What's Skinny Feels?
Oh, like Skinny Feels. Some girls say, yeah, that it's Skinny Feels better than anything you can eat. So Skinny, the way Skinny feels when you're skinny.
That was great, Ashley.
I didn't think we needed more words to explain it, but...
Anytime,
I'm more confused now.
Anytime I feel like I'm having an off day, there's always Ashley to
pass
make me
ball.
Feel better. Thank you, Ashley. You're a good friend.
My pleasure.
Wow, there's a lot of great movies not on the list. I thought we would bing these top five baseball movies on Joe's list off right away. And
yeah, me too. Especially my number one baseball movie.
I thought that would be... knocked off immediately, but there's some great movies that aren't on the list.
Yep.
You can only have five on a top five. Beefman?
How about Pride of the Yankees, Joe? Is that number one?
That's number two. Love that movie.
Close. Okay. Yeah, it was a good movie.
Lou Gehrig's story, and that when Cooper does the speech at the end, my God, talk about a tearjerker.
I haven't seen that movie.
It's really good. I used to watch that with my father. It was one of his favorite films. So whenever it turned up on television, we always sat down and watched it.
For a while, anytime there was a rain delay during a Yankees game, they just played this.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yes.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
If they knew it was going to be like a couple hours or sometimes even like between like a doubleheader, it was just like, well, you're not going anywhere. Here's Pride of the Yankees again.
Wow.
Yep.
So it brings you through Lou Gehrig's story.
Yeah.
And no one knew what ALS was then, right? That's why we now call it Lou Gehrig's disease, because he made it famous. It became a real thing when he got it. And he got it in the height of his career, right? Like when he's in the prime of his career.
Tragically breaking one of the most impressive streaks in baseball history, where he had not missed a game basically his entire career. He was out there every single day, 156 games, I think they were playing back when he was, alive, played every game for multiple seasons, a decade straight, and then got sick and was like, I'm done. And everyone was like, what? This guy who's been out there, he's been unbreakable, he's been bruised, messed up fingers, whatever, his wrist hurts, like he's sick that day, fever, just always on the field. This guy's sick?
Everybody remembers the most famous quote. From that speech, like people still say it today.
Definitely.
Lucky. And it's got to be with the echo.
Right.
Right.
He didn't want to speak. They kind of surprised him. They knew that he wouldn't want to speak. So they had everybody on the field and they're just like, here you go. And that was basically what he came up with. Can you imagine?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, that was not really prepared because he did not want to talk about it. He didn't want to make it about him, his illness, his sickness. He was like, look, there's a bunch of other guys on this team. There's a whole other team.
This has a whole new meaning to me now that it was just hand you the mic and speak. Holy crap.
It was an amazing speech.
Yeah. All right, Beefman.
Yeah, they even called him the Iron Horse. He was such a great, tough player.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Beefman.
Okay, guys. Take care.
All right.
Yeah.
What do you know about that speech, Ashley?
It happened on a baseball field.
Yes. Right. That is good. All right. Here it is.
True.
For the past 2 weeks, you've been reading about a bad brag. Today, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth. When you look around, wouldn't you consider it a privilege to associate yourself with such a fine-looking man as is standing in uniform in this ballpark today?
Did he say fine-looking men?
Yeah. Yes, he did.
All right, well, he's just making this stuff up. So.
That I might have been given a bad break, but I've got an awful lot to live for. Thank you.
Wow.
That was it. It's the whole thing.
That's incredible.
Yeah. Yeah.
The hardest part. It's talking with the echo. He knew. To stop. Talking. After. Every. Wordy.
Wordy. Oh, man, can I take that back? We retry. I said wordy.
Imagine if there was a flubble. Today, I feel so... Damn it. Son of a. See, now I'm going to watch this movie because I've been hearing about it now in the last 5 minutes. And you guys sold me more in the last 5 minutes than I've heard about this movie my whole life, so I'm going to watch it. One of the things we're going to do before 9 o'clock is assign Ashley a baseball movie to watch.
Yes! Calm down, Phil. Yes!
She will give us a report.
Great.
Okay, let's go over here. Hungry Man.
Good morning. My favorite baseball movie is 61.
Oh, that's the one Billy Crystal produced for HBO. You know, a friend texted me this morning about that. I am sad to say I have not seen that one.
Wow.
Oh, Mickey Mantle, great movie. That's the one. Ashley watched. It was a great movie.
Is it?
Great actors.
Is it a great movie?
I would call it great. I think it's good, but I'm a Yankee fan. I don't know if a non-Yankee fan would feel the same about it.
No, but I mean, as a movie, did he make a good movie?
It's great.
I like Billy Crystal as a person in a movie, but I don't know about making a movie.
Yeah, I thought it was really good. I mean, he's a diehard Yankee fan as well, and he really went into the details on this one. Sometimes it gets like a little like, all right, did we need to know all of this stuff?
Okay, but, then I'm out. If you're saying that, then... And you're a Yankee fan,
towards the end, I'll be going nuts. Go ahead, Hungry Man.
More about his life. It's more about his life and the story and the alcoholism and all this other stuff.
Man, really I was good. In Dallas when Mickey Mantle died and they had his funeral, and he was from Dallas, Texas. It was that whole city shut down.
If you're a baseball fan at all and you're into history of these players and what they went through and all that, it's a must-see. Yep. A must-see in my opinion.
Let me tell you, I learned right then where not to make a Mickey Mantle joke. On the radio in Dallas after he dies.
Oh, no.
What did you do?
Things you learn along the way of life.
Fun fact about that movie, Thomas Jane is the actor that plays Mickey Mantle. He is not an athlete.
Oh, yeah.
He has played the Punisher in movies, but like he's like famously was like, I'm not really like the guy that goes and does sports stuff. So when I was cast as Mickey Mantle, they had to teach me his baseball swing.
Oh, wow.
He goes, so to this day, if I swing anything, it's Mickey Mantle's swing. That's the only swing that I know.
And Mickey had a jerk in his swing, didn't he?
He had a very unique swing because he's a switch hitter. So he has the exact same swing. It's a carbon copy from the left and the right.
That's
like,
amazing.
It's unmistakable that's Mickey Mantle's swing.
Yeah.
And that was like he just watched like swing after swing after swing after swing and replicated it, and that's the only way that he knows how to swing a baseball bat.
Not a bad way. Yeah. You're only going to know one way.
Yeah. Exactly.
Ashley, how do you feel about that movie? Watching it. Okay, that might be the winner then.
Sounds like there are better ones.
Jason and Monroe.
Hey, guys. Hope everybody's doing well. For me, the quintessential baseball movie, it's a historically great as well as extremely well-acted, Eight Men Out.
Eight Men Out.
That's on my list.
Eight Men Out. That is number four.
That came in at number four.
Great. Thank you, Jason.
It's about the Black Sox scandal of 1919, where the Chicago White Sox players threw the World Series against the Cincinnati Reds. And, to this day, the biggest scandal in the history of baseball. I mean, imagine throwing the World Series.
Wow. And what was for how much money? Who got what?
I'm not sure about that, but it was all conceived by this gangster named Arnold Rothstein, you know, and he cooked up the plan, and, you know, gamblers made a ton of money, but man, that was, you know, that rocked baseball for many, many years. Wow. Great film. John Sayles wrote and directed it. John Cusack is one of the stars.
I love him.
Excellent.
Movies.
Yeah, it's a really good movie.
Mike and Rocky Hill.
All right, can I name them all?
We'll give you three. How's that?
All right. I'd say topping the list, The Natural.
That was a runner-up for me.
Natural didn't 42. Make it.
42.
Oh, really? 42. Jackie Robinson Story and Moneyball.
Moneyball came in number three on my list.
The other two, not so much.
Well, The Natural was a runner-up, you know. 42 I liked, but Moneyball, I think, is the best of those three by far.
Just Natural's Robert Redford, correct?
Are documentaries included?
Documentaries
included? I did not include documentaries, but, you know.
Okay, so no Ken Burns.
Yeah, Ken Burns.
Oh, my God.
Who has 80 hours?
Ashley does this weekend.
No, he doesn't, Phil.
Brilliant.
That's the one she should watch.
Yeah, that's what we're going to have you watch, the Ken Burns documentary.
Come on.
Baseball.
Come on.
Just look up how long it is.
There's so many
Just
good...
look it up.
The Sandlot?
Thank you, Mike.
I'll watch The Sandlot.
Sandlot's a great movie. All right. Nick in North Haven.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, Nick.
Pretty good. I got Hardball for Ashley to watch and a guest for the top five.
Hardball.
Okay. Hardball. Is that the movie with Keanu Reeves?
That's the one.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Yeah, I did not have that on my list, but I remember liking it. It's been a while since I saw that one.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
Hardball.
I think that is one that Ashley might enjoy.
Then it is not on that list.
Oh, what? My God.
How long is it, Ashley?
18.5 hours.
Yes, that is the winner.
No, it's not. I'm not sitting down for 19 hours watching some stupid baseball thing.
I can just call you.
It's 18.5.
Talk about baseball for 18.5 hours.
All right, Nick, what was the movie you're going to pitch for Ashley?
Hardball.
Oh, okay. Hardball. Oh, I thought it was two different things. I thought it was a guess and a pitch. Okay, thank you. We're talking about that Lou Gehrig movie and the speech. And it turns out that we have somebody on who knows someone who was at that game.
Oh,
Eleanor.
My God.
Eleanor from Monroe.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Eleanor.
I have a movie as well that I want to pick, but my dad was at that game.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, he told me about it, and he was a lifelong fan of the Yankees. And he said it was really special.
I bet. That must have been amazing.
Well, no one knew it was coming, right? Did everyone know that it was his last game? Like, no one knew there was going to be a tribute, but did they know it was his last game?
It happened so quickly. As you even heard, like, in the speech.
I don't think so, no.
When we were playing, like, it was, like, 2 weeks that it was, like, in the news, and now all of a sudden he's, like, up there telling everyone, like, it's done for me.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Hmm. Yeah. Back then, men didn't cry. You just didn't cry.
No.
There was no therapy. Yep. There was no safe place.
Nope.
It was, men didn't cry, but I'll bet you that there was not one man with a dry eye in that place when he delivered that speech.
For sure.
Quiet.
Did your dad tell you anything silent that stuck out in his mind besides that speech?
No, he basically was just thrilled to be there, and he was always a Yankee fan. That was just, you know, like the coolest thing he ever told me, I think.
Yeah.
He was just so happy to have been there, you know.
Sure.
Now, if only they had cell phones then, because there'd be a selfie of your dad.
I know.
Right? Yeah. Back then, you needed like gunpowder.
Everybody's in a full suit at
the
ballpark.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right. Back when people used to dress up to go to the ball game.
I'm in a tuxedo eating a hot dog. This is great.
Yeah.
I just wish he could have been alive now so I could still ask him some more questions. But
that's the thing. You got to take advantage when they're here.
I know. Yeah. I know. It's true. But my movie is A League of Their Own, because
that
I love
on my runner-up list.
Eleanor is speechless.
Tom Hanks.
Joe, I'm going to side with you here. As good as some of these movies are that are not on your list, who the hell knew there were so many great baseball movies?
A League of Their Own has to be in the top five. It has to be.
There's no crying in baseball.
It has to be, Joe.
Well, yeah, that's my best.
Wasn't Amanda that for Halloween?
Yes. Yeah, she was Dottie.
Iconic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, Eleanor.
No,
I should have done.
If somebody starts crying, I say, there's no crying in baseball.
How many times have you heard that? When they change it, there's no crying in radio. All right, thank you, Eleanor. Great guess.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yep.
All right.
Bye.
Joe, what was the reasoning behind that one?
Why it wasn't in the top 10?
Yeah, five.
Well, I mean, top five. Yeah, if I had a top 10, it would have been in it. But it was really hard to narrow it down to five. There are a lot of good baseball movies.
Yeah.
I mean, the Bingo Long Traveling All-Stars about, you know, the so-called Negro League was a great movie with James Earl Jones and Richard Pryor. That's on my runner-up.
Okay.
Bad News Bears is a wonderful film about Little League.
Yeah. The Sandlot.
The Sandlot's another good one. Yeah, there's a ton of, there's a movie called Everybody Wants Some about college baseball that's very funny. Very good movie.
All right. So what I think we're going to do next week with you, Joe, is do the other five. 10 through six. All right. So
yeah, five was not enough.
Five was not enough.
No.
All right, so bring us through your top five baseball movies.
Okay, number one, and the one that Ashley should watch, is Bull Durham.
Bull Durham's
Kevin
great.
Costner, Susan Sarandon, Tim Robbins. It has everything. It's a romantic comedy. It's a great sports movie. It's sexy. It's funny. Classic, classic movie.
You
and
would
they're
like
all
it.
At their very. They're all at their very best in that movie.
That's why we're not going to give that one to you.
The worst thing about that movie is Tim Robbins' pitching motion. It is awful.
Don't you want me to watch good movies?
All right, number two is?
Pride of the Yankees, then Moneyball, then Eight Men Out. And number five has sort of faded from people's memory. It's a movie called Bang the Drum
Bang
Slowly.
Bang the Drum Slowly. I knew you were going to say it.
No. Robert De Niro, early starring role. He plays a dying catcher. Michael Moriarty is the pitcher. He's the only one on the team who knows that this guy has a fatal illness. Talk about a tearjerker.
Really?
It's brutal. It's a grating movie that like wears you down, and by the end, you're just like...
Oh, wow.
Vincent Gardenia plays the coach. He's fabulous. He got an Oscar nomination for that one. It's a really good movie, but it does seem to have fallen off a lot of people's radar for some reason.
Sounds like someone on the show. All right, Joe. Thank you, man. Another great list. Appreciate it.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.
When it comes to showing appreciation, the gift you choose says everything. Minky Couture luxury blankets make the perfect statement. Soft, stylish, and unforgettable. Whether you're thanking a client, rewarding an employee, or celebrating a milestone, nothing delivers warmth and gratitude like a Minky blanket. With custom options and elegant packaging, your gift will stand out and be remembered long after the moment has passed. Make your corporate gifting extraordinary with Minky Couture, luxury you can feel. Visit minkycouture.com to get started.